You know, we're kind of at that point in training camp. I didn't think we had a great practice today. You know, you walk off the field and looked like the defense got the better of the offense today. So we got a lot of improvement that we got to make and really a short time to get there. The guys are continuing to work, but we got to be able to execute better than we did today. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
Was it a good day for the defense, though? I mean, they practiced well?
I thought the defense played well today. You know, I mean, I got to go in and kind of look at the tape, but you know, they obviously were executed better today. And you know, sometimes you get that, you know, in training camp, and sometimes one side of the ball gets a little bit the better of the other side. But offensively, we got to execute better than we did today.
It seemed like pretty frequently you were sending extra guys. Was it part of like a blitz package drill on that side?
Yeah, you know, one of the periods that we had today was strictly a dog and blitz period,
right.
You know, and then you know, throughout the team periods, we sprinkle in some things. So again, a lot of situational type stuff, some red zone stuff, 2-minute stuff. You know, the defense was better today.
You're at that point where I'm sure you're ready to play a game. Because you guys have been hitting each other, so you got to be looking forward to the game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we got one more training camp practice tomorrow, and then we're, you know, strictly getting ready for the Minnesota game. So I think the guys are starting to get excited about going and playing football for real. You kind of get in this point in camp, you've seen the same guys over and over. You're ready to see somebody else lined up across from you. So we're excited about about opening up against Minnesota anxious to get going.
Normally, a lot of veteran players don't play a lot, but you got so many new guys on this team, Justin, Maurice. Are they going to play a lot in this first game?
Yeah, most of the guys that are healthy are going to play in the game. So, you know, we'll sit down and talk a little bit more as a staff tonight and tomorrow, you know, and really determine how much everybody's going to play. But I would expect most of the guys that are healthy to be out there some.
As coaches, some guys are great practice players. What are you looking for as a coach in the first preseason?
Well, I'm looking for guys to come out and make plays. You know, that's when it really counts, is when the lights are on and you're playing real football games. So I want to see guys go out and execute, and I want to see guys play fast and play hard. And I think we'll see that on Friday night.
Some time ago, Mark Davis said, no more excuses. Do you buy into that philosophy?
Well, we're here to win, and that's what our job is. And every one of these players understands it. Every one of these coaches understands it. The whole organization understands that what's been done here in the past is unacceptable, and we need to begin to win some football games. So we're all in on that philosophy, and that's kind of our attitude.
Did you work out Jones-Drew before you signed him, or did you remember to see him?
No, we did not. We did not put him through a workout.
So you must have heard some reports that he was in great shape. I mean, Greg Olson had said that he's a different guy right now than he was when he was in Jacksonville.
Well, I mean, we brought him in and visited with him, and you could tell just in talking with him that he was very motivated and driven. He's a guy that's been a really good player in this league for a while now, and went through, you know, some injury issues the last couple of years there in Jacksonville, but we felt like he still had a lot of gas left in the tank, and I think, you know, you guys that have been out here have seen him running around, and he looks pretty good out there.
Another guy, Woodley, I guess it's a different position, but it's not really that much of a different position for him. Does he look comfortable? Does he look like he's a defensive end?
Well, I think as training camp has gone on, he's gotten more comfortable in that position. And, the things that we're asking him to do are not a whole lot different from what he's been asked to do in Pittsburgh. The biggest difference is, you know, he's going to have his hand in the ground and coming out of a different stance. So, I think people try to make a lot out of something that's really not there. I mean, I think he's made a lot of improvement, specifically once we got into training camp, put the pads on, and started getting a little bit closer to real football.
It takes younger players a couple of weeks to get adjusted to this NFL level. What about tight end Jake Murphy? How's he doing?
Well, you know, early on in camp, he had the concussion and missed a few days. But, you know, I think you can see, you know, some of the things that he's able to do. I think he's got a pretty good feel what we're asking him to do in the passing game. You know, obviously these preseason games will be, you know, as with a lot of these guys, it's going to be critical for him to go out and perform well in these preseason games. So I've liked some of the things that I've seen. I'm anxious to see, you know, him and a lot of these other young guys get out and play real football.
I saw that Seal Moore was back in there today. Are you going to ease him back in, or is he just right back where he was?
Well, I think we'll evaluate that over the next couple of days. But he went in and played today and executed. I didn't see a lot of limitations there. So, but I think we got to be smart with what we ask him to do.
Go with Burris to start the game.
Yeah, we'll look at it. You know, we've got a, you know, we still got a couple of days where we can make that decision. A lot of it's going to depend on, you know, what CO's health is. But both those players, you know, they need the reps and they need to play. So hopefully CO's, you know, okay to play and we can get him some reps in the game.
What's Osberry's status?
He's got a knee. Looks like we're probably going to have to do a procedure on that knee, so he may be out for a little while.
Does Matt want to play a lot in the first game?
Matt Schaub?
Yeah,
I think all these guys, they want to play, you know, and we'll kind of play that by ear. We'll see how things go. He'll play in the game. How many snaps he takes, you know, we'll kind of determine that as we get into the game and see how things are going.
Because unusually with a starter, you're not going to do that, but because it's a new system for him, he probably would like to.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, different coaches have different philosophies, you know. I think, you know, as with a lot of these guys, being a new group together, I think it's important that they get out and play the game together.
Do you know when David will have that procedure?
He's going to have a procedure tomorrow.
Pat Sims last year played more snaps than he had at any time in his career. How did he hold up down the stretch? And at the end, it's kind of a two-part question. At the end of last year, he didn't know if he wanted to come back. He didn't know if you guys wanted him to come back. How important was it in your eyes to get him back?
Well, I think it was important to be able to get Pat Sims back. You know, I thought at times he played really well last year, and there were some games that he was dominant in the games. I think I've seen a different demeanor out of Pat Sims this year, maybe a little bit different focus. He's come in and really competed hard, and he's playing well for us right now. So we're excited about Pat Sims.
Osberry's condition, something that you think you will get him back before the season starts?
Yeah, we should be able to get him back at some point in time. I don't know how long that's going to be, but you know, we'll have to evaluate that as we go along.
Thank you.